This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour now, this is the DJV program. Your hostess, I guess it's like when you're an actor, you're not an actress or an actor, you're an actor. So in this circumstance, we don't have host and hostesses, we have hosts. Does that work, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of
sure.
Being a hostess. What does being a hostess imply, though? Doesn't it imply that you're the female gender?
Host.
Is that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Why is that not?
I like to be the hostess with the mostest, so that's...
Yeah, I know.
I think hostess still applies, right? If you go into a restaurant or if you are having a dinner party or having people over to your house or your place, then you're the hostess.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you bring a hostess gift.
Yeah. Okay.
I like
so
the cupcakes.
Maybe use it there. Right. Cupcakes. Thank you. So I want to go back to something... that has been a discussion. Apparently, Apple is going to work with Arizona and Georgia to add state IDs to their phones. So that brought into my mind, this is something that Victoria has a lot of expertise in, talking about what the new driver's license situation may be in various states, like Connecticut and Iowa and Kentucky and Maryland and Oklahoma, number of states. So apparently this new feature can be introduced in the near future. So I wanted to bring to your attention, the attention of the audience, something going on here in Massachusetts where I live. The announcement was made this week that they're going to, there is a bill in the hopper, which apparently has bipartisan support, which is, it's a little easier in Massachusetts to get it because there are fewer Republicans here, but there happens to be a Republican governor. But the House and the Senate controlled by the Democrats. But with some very strong support, there is a proposal for a new law that would require the use of ID when you vote. You know, we have all of this stuff, this hoopla around the country. People, in my estimation, in many circumstances, overreacting and underplaying what the real reason is for some of these conversations where they want to just allow everybody to wander in like they do in California and presently here in Massachusetts. You have to prove who you are to vote. You just go in and say, I'm Joe Schmo from Kokomo. I want to give me my ballot. And that's it. But Massachusetts wants to change that, require voter ID, and the way around the controversy for the people who say, well, black people or some people who have a problem, who don't have this and they don't have that, they don't have money, they can't go get a license. So as part of the bill, the state will give you ID without cost. So it's just up to you to get your butt into some place where you can prove who you are. And you will get an ID if you cannot pay for it. You just say, I don't have the money to pay for it. And the state will give you ID free.
That's
and
what New York does.
Is that what New York is doing now?
They've been doing it. No, New York.
Does New York require you to show the ID when you vote?
No, but it's the state ID. I mean, this it wasn't required for. Well, it was called the ID for All program. It was like the early in de Blasio's term. And so everyone, regardless of immigration status, it's the whole state of New York, but it was mostly concentrated in the city. And so anyone who was living in the city, you could go and get a state ID. And so you would, you know, prove that this is your address with your utility bill or whatever. And it was for people who didn't have driver's licenses because in New York City, very few people drive. Mm-hmm. So no one has a driver's license. I mean, very few people do. So the state ID thing was to have some sort of identification of everyone who was, you know, who was living there, regardless of whether or not you have a driver's license.
Okay, so in this case, though, I'm just explaining.
But you're saying
how
that your case is tied to voting.
To voting, yeah. We have I mean, we have in California, I think a lot of states have just a free ID for people who choose not to drive for whatever reason. I mean, I know in California you can go get a state-issued ID that doesn't give you driving privileges, but just gives you identification.
Okay,
because
all states do that.
But
doesn't that eliminate the need
for this is what's so insulting.
We're not requiring ID?
To tell a group of people because of their skin color that they're too dumb to figure out how to get an ID, I think is so racist. The premise of this, I know they're trying to say, well, it's because of the racist system, but to me, it's racist to say, you know what, black and brown people, because you're not smart enough to figure out how to get an ID, we have to change our laws. I mean, it smacks of just, ugh, I don't know, it's such a stupid talking point, and I feel not just stupid, but racist talking point, and I don't know why people continue to use it.
Well, it seems to me that when I heard this, it made sense to me, and I was happy about it because I think here, where I vote most of the time, I want to have people know that it's really me. And I don't want someone else to be able to walk
in
and say,
hey, by the way, the polling agrees with you. I mean, this is something that's very much accepted across the country. People want to be able to prove that their ballot is their ballot. I don't know what makes that racist or who decided that was racist.
I guess speaking about racism a little bit here, are abortion laws in various states, would you consider them to be racist? Are they aimed at the people who don't have...
To me, that's a much easier argument. Well, it's a much easier argument to make, and it's not necessarily race, it's socioeconomic. So you can be poor and white, you can be poor and black. I mean, that's a much easier argument to make than what Jen was saying with the voter ID, which is complex, and I understand.
All right, well, what do we make of the Supreme Court has decided not to block a law in Texas which prohibits most abortions?
It's one of those procedural things. Everybody, you know, I've seen so many people screaming overnight, oh, under the guise of darkness, the Supreme Court has ruled to outlaw abortion. That's not what's happening.
It is illegal right now.
They tried to get the Supreme Court to block it, but procedurally the Supreme Court could not offer an injunction. It's the same kind of thing when people have asked for injunctions on the mandates, on all of this. They can't get involved until it makes its way up the court system. So the Supreme Court, I'm sure, will ultimately get involved with this, but you can't just say, hey, we need you to do this. That's not how the Supreme Court works. It has to make its way up through the system, and so on a procedural basis, the Supreme Court ruled not to pick it up, but they will, I'm sure.
But I thought it was really telling, though, that Chief Justice Roberts sided with the liberal judges or whatever, and he said that what he would have done, and this is what the liberal judges said, and this is what happens more often than not, is that the law is kind of in limbo, it's frozen, until the Supreme Court can actually go through everything and make a ruling. But in this case, because of the conservative judges, they voted to allow the abortions to stop in the meantime. And that's unprecedented. I mean, there is literally no legal precedent for that. So, I mean, the ACLU basically bans
all abortions, right? The one
after 6 weeks, which most women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks.
Except for rape and birth defects. I mean, there are exemptions to the rule.
There ought to be for that stuff, shouldn't there?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I admit to, and I get criticized for it, not knowing all of the piece of pie. I don't know what it feels like to be pregnant. No men do. So there is an argument that gets put forth that men ought not to be making these rules because they don't really know anything about being pregnant. They've had babies
1,000%.
In their families. But say it again, Jay?
100%.
100%.
Men should not have a say in this.
At all. Okay.
Yeah, well, unless the man is going to legally be bound to fully take care of the child from conception, then and there is no rule, there's no law for that.
Unless
that's going to be the alternative, it has to be one or the other. And
can I offer something different? Because I've been thinking a lot about this, and I've seen a lot of people so upset about all of this, and I know everybody gets very emotional with these arguments, but Isn't it okay? I mean, I think under the premise that no man should make a law about a woman and no, you know, and all of this, we are not, I mean, life is not fair, right? We all know this. Life is not fair. All of our lives have taken different courses and we all have benefited from these different courses and we've all had probably some heartbreak and some hurt from these different courses in life. Men and women are not the same. I know the new face of like moving everybody into these crazy different gender categories is meant to kind of blur things, but there are biological differences between men and women, and women get to do the really awesome thing of having a baby.
And they should also be able to have the awesome choice of when to do that, or if they want to do that.
Well, they do. I mean, you can get birth control. You can do all those things. You can do all of those things right now. It is not like you can't.
And so, yeah, sometimes birth control fails. But also, for people who don't understand, 6 weeks pregnant does not mean the embryo is 6 weeks old. Pregnancy starts at the first day of your last period. So that's even before.
I get all of that. But I think there's, you know, there's so
you
much
get
of
that.
A push.
You're a woman, Jen, but there's a lot of people who don't. A lot of people think, how do you not know that you're not, how do you not
yeah,
know
men
that you're
don't
pregnant
understand
6 weeks
that.
Later?
Right.
It's because you're not, you haven't been pregnant for 6 weeks. You haven't even been pregnant for 4 weeks.
Yeah, you're only 2 weeks past your missed period.
I was trying to have a kid, and I didn't know I was pregnant with Mac until 8 weeks into the pregnancy. And I was trying. I was monitoring and counting things. Not everybody's regular either with their time.
I guess the point, I don't think that this Texas law is perfect by any stretch, but just in thinking about like how we legislate and all this, and I understand there should be all kinds of people chiming in on this, but I feel like this is, we need to, the argument that, you know, somehow this should be on men and women, we get to do the really awesome thing of being moms.
Ourselves, Jen. This needs to be a 50-50 equality. If we're going to restrict women from having abortions, then you have to the scales have to balance, and you have to put more of the onus on the man who inseminated the woman. I mean, I think
to say that somehow you have to get pregnant by having sex, I think you can do a lot of things that you can do to prevent yourself from getting into that position.
But the pill is not 100%. Condoms aren't 100%. I mean,
there are personal responsibilities.
What other responsibility is there? But what is there then? If you're on the pill and you're using a condom, or you're using a condom or you're on the pill,
but we know
what are the other things? Well, then what are the other things that women can do?
Please, merely a few seconds.
This is why I don't even want to have this argument, because I feel like it gets way too emotional. And
I know, but you're saying personal responsibility. I'm asking what other things beyond contraception.
I'm saying the insinuation.
That's not
that for a woman to go out there and have a glowing sex life is that she has to get pregnant, and that's not the case. You don't have to get pregnant. And
my question to you, though, is
to protect yourself.
What are the steps? That's what I'm asking.
Ladies, 18 past the
hour. There's no answer. Okay.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay here with the latest on yay. yay, the ayes have it, the yees have it, the yays have it. Okay, so the latest on Kanye West was that he was not faithful to his wife. And it seems we were just having a conversation about that off the air. People are surprised.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Yeah, he has been so in love with her for so many years before they ever even got together. But he's acknowledging it in a new song on his Donda album. It's called Hurricane, where he talks about acting too rich, having a new chick, still playing after two kids. Those are some of the lyrics. And never going home, abusing alcohol. And apparently the cheating scandal wasn't something that broke the camel's back because they stayed together. They had two more kids. But it seemed like everything kind of just came together, and then it just became too much where it was the cheating, it was the alcohol, it was his presidential run, it was those Twitter tirades,
so
it was
there,
him acknowledging that Kim wanted to have an abortion for their first child, and just kind of everything, and also the fact that they lived apart, and he was not going to be coming back to L.A. anytime soon. He wanted to stay. Where is it, Montana?
Wyoming, isn't he in Wyoming?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, yeah. Wyoming. I feel like a lot of celebrities that want to get out of Hollywood go to Montana and Wyoming.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of
wide open spaces. It's a big sky country.
I think it has to be the betrayal, too, of when he released all of the text messages between him and her mom, right between Chris. I mean, because the Kardashian clan is so tight that I don't know how you can come back from that.
Mm-mm.
All right, next up, Jessica Simpson and her eating habits. Huh?
This is quite possibly the most Jessica Simpson thing. She acknowledged that she eats bacon in what her kids deem a very weird way. She only eats the tips. She doesn't eat the middles.
What? What is wrong with her?
Sometimes you just want to be like, maybe you shouldn't say things out loud.
Yeah,
totally reminiscent of Chicken of the Sea when, what was it, Newlyweds, when she's like, is this fish what I'm eating, chicken, or is this fish? And you, if you actually go watch that clip, you see Nick Lachey being like, what did I marry?
At first he's like, she's doing this for the cameras, and then he realizes that she really doesn't know if she's eating chicken or tuna. Oh, my gosh. Jessica Simpson.
What's the best, tuna, chicken of the sea.
So you gotta love
her. She's confused because tuna fish is called chicken of the sea. Don't you all get confused about that?
No. Like the I love that you are coming to bat for Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, right.
Right now, Doug.
I never considered the middle of the piece of bacon to be chewy. Though,
isn't it like uniformly?
That's what I was usually. Back when I ate bacon, yeah. If you cook it right, the whole thing's crispy.
I will say that if it's like kind of not done right, the tips will be crispier than the inside. But if you're doing it right, it should just be crunchy.
So she goes through like a whole order of bacon at a restaurant. She just eats like half an inch off each end. It's weird.
Wow. All right, Simone Biles back in the focus in terms of social media and trending. What's going on?
Yeah, she did an awesome thing. So for her teammate, Suni Lee, she got her friend's dad, she got Suni's dad, a new state-of-the-art electronic wheelchair and helped him debut it on the Today Show. And she had told him in a video that she just loves Suni so much and Suni loves her dad so much and she just wanted to do this for him. He had a manual, like a manually operated wheelchair before. Mm. He was paralyzed in 2019 when he fell off a ladder from the chest down. So the souped-up ride is a great gift, and then it's going to be custom-fitted for all of his needs.
So she's giving this. Does she have a lot of sponsorships? Is she making money because of all the sponsorships she has? Is that it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's liable to have the ability to do that, whereas is Suni Lee not going to be able to get that same kind of endorsement opportunity? Is she not big enough?
She just won the gold, right, on the teams. So, and she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. So, in the future, she'll probably be able to pay for the upgrades on the wheelchair, maybe.
Just not right now.
Nice.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court of the United States allowed Texas' ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy in the state to remain in place. SCOTUS voted 5-4 late Wednesday, rejecting an emergency application by reproductive rights groups. The court said in its unsigned opinion that opposition groups had not addressed complex and novel procedural questions in the case. The Supreme Court is set to hear a challenge to a Mississippi law that bans nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy later this year. The West Coast wants it. The East Coast got it. Tons of rain and flooding took place overnight. The National Weather Service, for the first time ever, issued a flash flood emergency warning for the city of New York, as energy from Ida brought heavy rain that flooded subway lines and streets in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and New Jersey. The National Weather Service recorded over 3 inches of rain in Central Park in a one-hour span last night. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Reuters is reporting President Biden tried to force Afghan President Ghani into a false narrative in a July 23rd phone call. The transcript has Biden saying, quote, "I need to tell you the perception around the world and in parts of Afghanistan, I believe, is that things aren't going well in terms of the fight against the Taliban. And there is a need, whether it is true or not, there is a need to project a different picture," end quote. White House spokesman Jen Psaki from the lectern.
I think it's pretty clear. Again, I'm not going to go into details of a private conversation, but what we saw over the course of the last few months is a collapse in leadership.
Michigan Congresswoman Republican Lisa McClain on Fox News says she can't understand why President Biden would lie.
What is so difficult about telling the truth? The American people deserve the truth.
Ms. McClain is on the Armed Services Committee and believes this is an impeachable offense committed by the president. But her problem, Biden's replacement would not be a good choice.
Yes, I think it does. The only problem is, what do we replace and who do we replace President Biden with? Kamala Harris, who laughs at the border crisis, who cackles at the crisis in Afghanistan. It's almost like we're deciding between what is the worst, the best of both evils. It's a very, very sad situation. And we did have a collapse in leadership. We have a collapse in our leadership right now.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, we all live in different parts of the country. We capture different realities. Jay's in Nashville, Victoria's in New Jersey, Jennifer's in Los Angeles, I'm in Massachusetts.
And some places are wetter than others, is that fair to say?
Well, I was just outside running around because I take Daisy out for a pee early in the morning, and I saw something out the window here of the studio, and I went to check it out. My side lawn is flooded, and I have never, in the years I've lived here, ever seen water collect. But the ground is so saturated here in New England with the rain from the past couple of months, and we had 2-3 inches of rain and almost as many hours last night and into early this morning, it has no place to go. So my brook that runs through the property, through this farm, is loaded and overflowing. And my side yard has about 3 inches of water in it and never has that. So and I know that we all have, I think, Victoria, you were talking about Newark Airport being flooded out.
Yeah, and I've never seen that happen. They canceled all the flights. The entire, if you've ever flown into Newark Airport, when you land, you have to go down the escalators to the baggage claim area. That entire floor is completely flooded out, like a few feet of water. I've never seen that happen at Newark, ever. I grew up here and never seen that.
And, Jay, you live in Nashville, where that whole Tennessee Valley has been flooded out since the super rains of last week, right? Is it dissipating somewhat now, or you still have floods everywhere?
Not quite yet. Things are still pretty saturated. Our yard is still wet, and it hasn't really rained here since, I want to say, Tuesday morning-ish? Tuesday, like late afternoon, or early afternoon, I mean. But yeah, we've been getting hit pretty hard. Broke some records with how much rain has been coming in. Even Bonnaroo, that just got canceled, some of the vendors had already tried to start setting up, and they're stranded on the field. They had tractors trying to pull them out, and then the tractors got stuck.
So there are
when the tractor gets stuck
because there's too much mud.
That's usually
move.
The last thing that can save
if
people is a tractor.
All the mud is sitting below the water. It's straight up waterlogged.
Yeah, if you can't, the tractors that are two wheel drive, even though they have the kind of tires and the size wheels that don't usually
you had to say the T word,
allow them.
I know, right?
You want to do tractor talk or not?
Tractor talk.
Yeah. Four-wheel drive tractors don't usually have that much of a problem. And if you're driving a tractor that has a loader on it, you can usually push your way in or out of whatever hole you may get into. So there are, if in fact these tractors are getting stuck, that must mean it really is a muddy mess there. And so it begs the question, without getting into a heated argument about global warming and climate change and things that are going on, it is natural, I think, or it's to be understood, that people will point to climate change, global warming, as one and the same. I'm not necessarily subscribed to that, although I will tell you, and I have over the course of the past 10, 12 years since global warming or climate change has been a big issue, that I think there is something to the impact of burning fossil fuels on the atmosphere. I think that's pretty much undeniable. The other side of it is, or the two other sides, I suppose, to this, one of them is, can we actually do something about it? Have we gone too far? Or are some of the things that have been put forth in a political sense, because the climate changers are like religionists, this is their whole thing, is it not to be understood? And the people who say it's all about global warming caused by mankind, there's not one ounce of truth in my being to that statement. There is there's sort of a co-conspiracy here. The Earth itself does this to itself and has over the billions of years it's been in existence. So, in a manner of speaking, man is conspiring with nature to perhaps bring it out more quickly. There are, 18,000 years ago, there was an ice age, and it changed the basic topography of much of North America anyway, and if not, much of the planet. And that was only 18,000 years ago. And if you look back over if you look at the core drillings, without getting too much into the weeds, that they've done in the Antarctic and the Arctic to find out what, through that research, what the planet has gone through in terms of the changing face of the planet, it has gone through this face change hundreds, if not thousands of times over the billions of years that it's been in existence. So for us to say that it's man who's disrupting the climate of the planet and leave it at that is disingenuous and actually not correct. Is man affecting it? Yep. And are these things that we're witnessing now that we just talked about, all the rain that has come in the eastern part of the country versus the droughts, especially in the northwest, Montana and Idaho, those areas not so bad. But when you get into Oregon, Washington State, Northern California, up into British Columbia, it is a disaster. And if you don't think that this is going to affect the cost of your living through the winter, food, clothing, transportation, all of these things, if you don't think it's going to affect them, then you're silly, because it is. We're going to be paying a whole lot of money for food that's not very good, frankly. And then there are the conspiratorial theorists who say, well, this is all part, the global oil companies want to burn more fuel, so it helps out their buddies that are in the, you know, the business of trying to build a whole new currency around climate change. And, I mean, there are all these conspiratorial theories. But
but doesn't in the Northeast, I mean, you talked about the Ice Age, it feels like we're kind of moving into a water age. At least in the Northeast, yeah. We've been so... like,
could be.
It's going to be like that Kevin Costner movie, Waterworld, right? It's,
yeah.
It's just...
But it
we have friends who live in Miami, and they just... Every time they see the beach eroding more and more and coming closer to their building, it's
yeah.
just...
You but know, it takes a while. There's no questioning the fact that those people who live in beach communities, coastal areas, are feeling the impact of this.
Yep.
If not just in the weather, but just the way the sea is rising. And I have my family's had a place down in Palm Beach County. The island north of Palm Beach is Singer Island, and since the 60s, we've had a place down there. And most of the time has been in two or three units in a building that was built in the 50s, early 50s, that was right on the beach. And when I say right on the beach, you walk out the door and at 40 feet, you're in the water during high tide. And that beach has eroded to the point where they had to build a breaker wall to hold up the substance of the building. And so I bring that around because there's a new study out about that building that collapsed down in Miami and what the influences were on that. Part of it, although it's a subtle suggestion, if you look at the report, and I looked at it just quickly, is that the effects of the weather changes, the vagaries of the weather, influence the integrity, the structural integrity of buildings that are that close to the water. And seems to be common sense, actually, but people throw that all out the window because they want to live by the beach. I do. I don't want to live in a high rise. I'd live in a single family house and I guess take my chances thinking that whatever time I have left isn't going to, I'm not going to worry about whether the house gets carried away or not in the water. But when these bigger buildings where you are, I don't know, how tall is the building where you live?
We live in, it's like a village of units, and nothing is taller than five stories. We're on the third floor in the building that we're in, but it's interesting.
How close to the water are you?
I can see the water out my window, so I'm
400 yards.
Distance. It's like maybe a football field, maybe less.
Okay, 300
right?
yards. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that 100 yards?
Yards?
I don't know.
100 yards, 300 feet, yep.
Anyway, so, but one of the things that when that Surfside building, when that collapsed, every building along the ocean stretch where we live here now has scaffolding and now has, it created such a panic with
really?
People living in older concrete or brick buildings like Surfside was. I don't know if that was like stucco or what that was made of, concrete, I guess.
Well,
but,
on the outside, but it's concrete on re-rods, basically, on
because
super,
anytime,
steel superstructure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I grew up at the shore, and just the ocean air erodes like nobody's business.
It's all there.
I mean,
salt
the salt air.
The air.
I remember growing up, like, we had brass lamps that my mom had to constantly polish because just the air turned it green.
You know,
and
we
so,
talk about it in New England, where the roads are so salty, especially northern New England, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, cars in Maine get destroyed.
Yeah.
Trucks destroyed by the salt. You don't have to drive. You can park a car in a parking lot in Palm Beach County, and it will rust.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
sure.
move it a foot. Leave it there for 10 years. There'll be nothing left of the car.
Right.
We did that.
I wonder if, like, the future of building along the shoreline is just going to go from natural materials. I mean, not cement's not natural, but you know what I mean. To maybe synthetic, non-porous materials.
Stuff that
I wonder
doesn't if, is not
right impervious to salt
right.
air and
that's
things.
A good
yeah.
word, impervious. Yeah,
right. I mean, we have to move to some other method. Right. We can't just keep using rebar and cement that all just rots and rusts.
Yeah. Well, it just what the cement does is it the integrity of it is affected by the salt, so it disintegrates. It becomes powder. The situation with the death of Elijah McClain and the police officers who were charged with the death of this guy. I don't know if you remember what happened. Put a chokehold on him, and then they gave him ketamine. I forgot what ketamine does. That calms you down, right? Isn't that what ketamine does?
Yeah, it's a tranquilizer,
it's
I guess.
Supposed to restrain you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But he was already on the ground on his stomach and handcuffed, not resisting, because it's all on body cam, and then they shot him up with ketamine and his heart stopped.
So they've all been indicted.
They
right?
should
How
be.
Many were there? There were
five.
Three. Five cops, yeah.
Well, it was three police. Wasn't it three police and two
yes.
paramedics, something like
yeah,
that?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. That's what I thought. It was three police.
Yep.
All right, so what happens now? The body camera video is very clear in what it shows.
And damaging. Yep.
Yeah.
Very damning. Yeah. I. This is just the thing that's that the reason that this is happening now, and this was you know from 2019, because the former DA in Denver refused to bring up any charges against anybody. That guy got replaced, and a new person came in last year. I think it's a woman, and so now she has reviewed all of this evidence. They did a big investigation into it. And she said, okay, clearly, you know, this can't just be overlooked. Like, you know, this we have to move forward and hold people accountable. I mean, this was like a murder. I mean, this was a different method of George Floyd than what George Floyd went through. But this was a 23-year-old kid doing nothing wrong. He was out for a run, went into a convenience store to pick up milk. Somebody, because he was black, and he had his mask up because it's Denver, and he has hypothermia. And so when he goes out for a run, he gets cold, so he wears a running mask. A lot of people do. And so they called the cops and said he looked suspicious. And the whole thing, it's heartbreaking to watch all of it.
Down the hill fast after that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, today on the DJV podcast, the download of what we've been talking about here, you will hear a conversation about Britney's ex-husband, Jason Alexander, who happened to get caught kind of with his pants down at the Nashville airport. So you get that story. Mike Richards, the heel from Jeopardy, gets booted. Star Jones returning to The View. You hear my comments about how wonderful she is. And then the Bonnaroo Music Festival being canceled. Conversation about that. Lots of conversation. You want to catch up on what you didn't hear while we were live on the air, you can get it from, you can get a good thumbnail sketch podcasts at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three past the hour now. It's time for questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus from DJV Health. The questions come from different sources. Here's one interested in wine and whether wine is better with certain foods and not so good with others. And there's also a question about how much wine is good for your blood pressure. So wine in general, bringing that into your diet, how effective? Because you hear a lot of things. You do. Don't drink too much. You should have little. Everybody should have some alcohol. So what should we know here, Ken?
Well, it's hard for doctors to advise drinking alcohol because many people just can't stop at the right point. So that's why doctors in general don't say, hey, drink.
Do doctors drink? How many doctors do you know that drink?
No. Well, I mean, most are not teetotalers, but it's all in moderation. For a guy, after two servings of any alcohol in a day, you're not doing it for your health. For a woman, it's much harder. After one serving of any alcohol in a 24-hour period, you're not doing it for your health. So if you want to consume a little bit of wine and enjoy it, fine. It's all in the amount. And there is this article in Hypertension, the medical journal this week, that adults who regularly eat certain foods, apples, pears, berries, and red wine, tend to have lower blood pressure than their peers. One thing these foods have in common, Doug, is a high content of the antioxidant plant compound called flavonoids. And flavonoids appear to be good for the heart. They lower blood pressure and are good for cholesterol and just improve blood vessel functioning in general. So if you can stay within the healthy amount of wine, one serving for a woman or up to two glasses a day for a guy, and you're not going to have any other beer or mixed alcohol, then it's good. But that's the real challenge, is staying at the healthy amount.
I'm getting a kick out of this. Krispy Kreme is offering two donuts for all those who get their COVID vaccine. And if you have ever had a Krispy Kreme donut, you know that they're loaded with everything. So apparently there's been some criticisms from the cardiologists about giving people these Krispy Kreme donuts. So they have added heart-friendly donuts to the COVID vaccine deal. Can you imagine? Is there a donut, really, from your point of view as a cardiologist, that's going to be heart-healthy?
Well, I'm a great believer that treats are okay. And if you want to have a Krispy Kreme as a treat, it's fine with me.
But just get
vaccinated.
It sounds like experience, though. You've had a few Krispy Kremes in your life, I'm guessing.
Probably less than a handful, but a single handful. But, you know, I know what they taste like.
Yeah. Okay. The monoclonal antibodies. Question about whether they can be used for other things. A lot of attention paid to them when it comes to COVID. But what else can they be used to prevent?
I thought you'd be personally interested in this.
I am.
This is from Science Immunology this week. Doug, antibody therapy may help prevent the development of celiac disease, the digestive disorder that limits the body's ability to process foods that contain wheat, barley, and rye. The approach uses specially modified monoclonal or laboratory-created antibodies that prevent the human immune system from recognizing gluten, a protein found in these foods, as a toxin. And the important thing is, this study that was done in mice, and this has not yet been done in humans. So stand by. I believe the research is going to begin, but this is a hopeful way to treat celiac disease because apparently it works in mice.
All right. How long is it going to take, do you think, before it's proven out? Because I'd like to get a hold of it fast.
Right. I think you're going to probably, you know, I think you're looking at several years before this becomes on the street corner.
Last question has to do about with mothers who are obese. How does that affect the child once the child is born?
Yeah, this is fascinating. JAMA Network opened this week. People, Doug, who are obese before and during pregnancy are more likely to have children who develop cognitive and behavioral difficulties as they age. Children born to people who are obese or severely overweight late in pregnancy have lower IQ scores and perform less well on behavioral assessments during childhood and adolescence than those born to people of healthy weight. So, mom and dad, don't be obese when you start to have children.
Yep. Lose the weight and keep it off. That's what Calitrin is so good at doing. Thank you, Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJB Health at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.